The Day It Rained Forever is another example of, you might say, word association. Sometimes I get a title, or I get a character, or I get a notion, the merest thing, and sit down at the typewriter and begin to write and let the characters take over. Let the heat begin and let the expected rain almost appear. And that happened with this story. I decided to put some characters out in the middle of a desert for a long period of time of drought and heat, and then see if I could find a way to relieve their anxiety and cool their bodies. So on comes Blanche Hillgood, and the rest is in the story and in the beauty of the harp.
This hotel is like, well, it's like a hollow, dry bone. That's what it is. Never cools down. You noticed that, Mr. Friendly?
I noticed. It's getting dark. Shall I put on the light?
No. Light means heat. You let us sit in darkness here a while, cool down a bit.
Sure. Fine by me.
Mr. Turtle?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Turtle, wouldn't it be really nice someday if you could buy air conditioning for this hotel?
Got no money for such things, Mr. Smith.
Well, no, I guess you don't.
No, I guess not.
Why? Why don't we all just quit, pick up, get out of here?
Yeah, why not?
Move to a decent city.
Stop all this sweltering and frying and sweating.
But who'd buy a dead hotel in a ghost town?
Who would? Who would?
No, you're right. Nobody would.
So, we'll just have to sit here and wait. Wait for that great day, January 29.
Yeah. The one day in all the year
when it really lets go.
And rain.
Won't have to wait long now. 2 hours from now, it'll be January 29.
But I don't see nary a cloud in 10,000 miles. Do you? Do either of you?
It's rained every January 29 since I was born. If it's a day late this year, I won't pull God's shirt tail. Tell you that much.
You've been here all your life, Mr. Turtle?
All my life.
I wonder, will there ever be a gold rush hereabouts again?
No gold left.
What's more, I'll make you a bet.
What's that?
No rain either.
No rain?
No rain tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. No rain all the rest of this year.
Well, it's January 29.
And not a drop of mercy anywhere.
I told you.
Oh, God.
Our day's young yet, Mr. Friendly.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm going back to my bed. Nice, freshly baked bed.
Oh, Mr. Friendly.
Oh, I'm going. No breakfast for me. Damn desert cactus. That's us.
Even the best damn cactus got to have a sip of water before it goes back to another year the same damn furnace.
That's the truth. And I tell you, I won't move again. I'll go back to my bed and I'll die if I don't hear more than birds patting around up in that root.
Oh, well, well. Keep your prayers simple and your umbrella handy.
Prayers won't do no good.
Who knows? Who knows, Mr. Smith?
Mr. Terrell? Mr. Terrell, right you out there? Now, I know that ain't rain.
Ain't it?
No, it ain't. That's you with the garden hose, sprinkling well water on the roof.
Is that what it is?
Told you he was too smart for that.
Thanks for trying, but you cut it out now. Can't afford to waste good well water like that.
Damn January 29. 12 more months. Have to wait 12 more months now.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
What do you know that I don't?
Maybe I believe more than you do.
Don't make a bit of difference what I believe. It ain't gonna rain today or tomorrow either. I had no idea I had so many possessions here, Mr. Turrell.
But what are you doing?
Now, what does it look like? I'm leaving. That's what I'm doing.
Mr. Smith, you can't leave. Why, you've been here 30 years, you and Mr. Framley both.
They say it rains 20 days a month in Ireland.
Ireland? Oh, sure. 40 shades of green there, all right.
Well, I'll get me a job there and run around with my hat off and my mouth open. Won't that be good?
You can't go.
You try stopping me.
But you owe me.
I owe you? What do I owe you?
You owe me $9,000 rent.
Oh, gee. I forgot about the rent.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, but it's the truth. Me and Framley both.
Yeah, you and Framley both. Look now. Why don't you just head for Seattle?
Huh?
It's a darn sight nearer, and it pours 2 inches a week there.
Does it?
So I'm told. Never been there myself, mind you.
But what about the money?
He pay me when he can. Or never? What's it matter now? Only do me one favor.
What's that?
Wait around till midnight.
Why?
Better for you. It's cooler than anyhow. Get your good night's walk towards the city.
Eh, suppose so. But nothing will happen between now and midnight.
I don't know so much.
I do.
Listen, you've got to have faith. When everything else is gone, you got to believe a thing will happen. Just stand here with me out on the porch.
Okay. So, what now?
You don't have to sit down. Just stand here with me and think of the rain. That's the last thing I'll ever ask of you.
Did you feel that?
I felt the wind, but it's a hot wind, like when you open an oven door.
No, I felt something for sure.
So what am I supposed to think, Mr. Turrell? Tell me that. Do I think rain? Oh, you rain, come along here, stuff like that?
Anything. Anything at all. Think of what you hope for.
I gave up hoping long ago. I don't even dream. Where's Framley?
In his bed. Says he won't come down.
Hmm.
I told him to stay up there and think of rain. Says he's thinking of nothing else.
Okay. Okay. See? All quiet and hot and dry. Nope. I reckon... What?
Don't you hear it? Don't you hear it now?
I hear...
Storm coming! Huh? Listen! Storm's coming!
No, well, it can't be.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Turrell, do you hear that?
We hear, Mr. Framley. What is it?
There. There! I can see it! Do you see it?
No, I only see... Why, yes, maybe.
Over the hill, there it comes, shaking out feathers of fiery dust.
But it's...
There, I see it.
What is it? What's coming?
The first car to pass in 20 days.
Poor Mr. Framley, he thought it was the rain come at last. Just a car, Mr. Framley, just a car, nothing more than that. It's not a storm.
Oh, it's not a storm.
But I'm not disappointed. How come, Mr. Turrell? How come I'm not disappointed?
We thought you were... I mean... Oh, never mind. Turl's my name. Joel Turl.
How do you do, Mr. Turl?
Why, what blue eyes you have. Like...
water.
Yeah, like water.
Miss Blanche Hillgood is my name. Graduate of Grinnell College, Green City, Iowa. Unmarried. 30 years private teacher of piano, harp, and voice. 1 month retired and living on a pension.
So, what brings you all the way here?
Well, I'm taking my roots with me on my way to California.
Miss Hillgood, forgive me for saying this. You don't look to be gone anywhere from here. At least, not in this car.
Oh, I had a feeling about that.
Nope, I reckon you're going nowhere very fast in this, Miss Hillgood.
Oh, is there nothing we can do?
I'd say you could make a fence of the wheels, dinner gong of the brake drums, and the rest will make a fine rock garden.
Dead? I say, is the car dead? I can feel it from here.
It is dead, Mr. Friendly.
Well, it's way past time for supper. What you all hanging about for out there?
Thought he was never going to eat again.
Miss Hilger, that there is Joe Turl's Desert Hotel.
Oh.
Open for business 26 hours a day. I can offer you a night's sleep free, bed and board, seeing as how you're a traveler in distress. Then, in the morning, we'll knock our old Ford off its blocks and drive you to the city.
Why, I reckon that's very kind of you, sir. And you must be Mr. Joe Turl himself.
That's right. And, this here is Mr. Smith.
Hi. Ma'am.
And upstairs, why, that's Mr. Friendly.
Oh.
Oh, but let me help you with your bags, ma'am.
One friend gone, but at least the other one's still here. Mr. Churl, could I ask you please to bring her in out of the weather?
Her? Ma'am?
Oh, forgive me. I never think of things but what they're people to me. The car was a man, I suppose, because it took me places.
Oh, why, sure. And, of course, it was unreliable.
You speak for yourself, Turl.
And a harp now. Don't you agree that a harp has just got to be female?
A harp?
Oh, there she is, sitting in her case like the prow of a ship. At least, that's how I always think of her.
Master Smith, will you lend a hand?
Oh, wait. No, she's tied on. We'll have to unfasten her.
I know. I've got it.
Are you ready, Turl?
I'm ready. One, two, three.
What you got there? What is it? What are you doing?
Whoops!
Oh, careful.
Don't worry. We got it. You just follow after, Miss Hillgood.
Ow! Watch out! Nearly tripped. Some damn fool left his luggage here. Oh, sure. That damn fool was me.
Now, gently.
Oh, did you feel that, Mr. Smith?
A little wind. Jeez, but that's good.
Nice and cool.
Sure is. I better take my luggage back up. Just for now.
You better have. Supper in half an hour, Miss Hillgood.
Oh, why, that'll be fine. I hadn't realized it, but I am rather hungry.
And I'll get a room ready for you later. Any of choice?
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Turl. And thank you, Mr. Smith, for carrying my friend inside. Most kind. Most kind.
More wine, Miss Hilgen?
Oh.
Ain't had wine on the table in years.
Ain't had no reason for it before.
More wine?
Just a touch, if you please. Your good health, Mr. Turl.
Now, Miss Hilgen, you were telling us all about your life.
Well, I was so busy running from Beethoven to Bach to Brahms, I never noticed I was 29. Then next time I looked up, I was 40.
Oh, sure. I know that feeling well.
And me.
Yesterday, I was 71. Well, how did I get here, I asked myself.
And did you never marry Miss Hilgood?
No. There were none in my life. But they'd given up singing at 10 and given up flying by the time they were 12.
Can't rightly say I was ever fond of singing.
Oh, I was. Once.
And as for flying...
Well, I always figured we were born to fly, one way or another.
Fly? Born to fly. Well, maybe so.
I couldn't stand most men shuffling along with all the iron of the earth in their blood and in their boots. You know, I never met a man who weighed less than 900 pounds. In their black business suits, you could hear them roll by like funeral wagons.
So you just flew away.
In my mind, Mr. Turrell, it's taken 60 years for me to make the final break. All that time, I grabbed onto piccolos and flutes and violins because they make streams in the air, you know?
Streams in the air? I don't understand you.
Like streams and rivers on the ground.
That's right, Mr. Turrell. You got it exactly. Like streams and rivers on the ground. I wode every tributary and tried every freshwater wind from Handel on down to a whole slew of Strausses. Mm-hmm. It's been the far way around that's brought me here, to this place.
So, how did you finally make up your mind to leave?
I looked around me last week and I said, "Why, you've been flying alone, my dear. No one in all Green City really cares if you fly or how high you go."
No, people don't care. Not really.
They don't, Mr. Turrell. It's always fine, Blanche, or thanks for the recital at the PTAT, Miss H. But there's no one really listening. And when I talked a long time ago about Chicago or New York, folks swatted me and they laughed. Why be a little frog in a big pond when you can be the biggest frog in all Green City? And that's what they said to me. So I stayed on. While the folks who gave me such good advice moved away or died or both. The rest had wax in their ears.
They had wax in their ears. That's a good one.
So, last week I shook myself and I said, "Hold on here. Since when do frogs have wings?"
They don't. They don't at all. So, now you're heading west.
I am. Maybe to play in pictures or in that orchestra under the stars that I've heard tell about.
Oh, yeah.
To tell you the truth, I don't care where I go. All I know is that somewhere I must just play at last for someone who hear and really listen.
Oh, I forgot all about Mr. Framley. Mm-hmm. He'll be needing his supper. Seems to have got his appetite back.
I'll take it. We'll make him a tray, and I'll take it up to him. Mr. Framley?
Yeah, that's me.
I brought you your tray.
Can't seem to ungum my eyelids. Worst thing about this heat.
Just you take your time.
What y'all talking about down there just now?
Oh, this and that. Flying. Mm. I promise I'll come back later and tell you word for word.
Will you?
Sure will. But you need your supper. Eat now. Salad's fine. Nice and fresh. And there's a glass of wine. More if you finish that.
You gonna stay here?
You eat your supper now. For me. See you later. Now, I must pay you for my supper.
No, no. I said it was all on the house and I'm in it.
But I must pay. I want to. I'll play for you. I'll play for my supper.
Well, it's like
it has a woman's face.
It has, Mr. Turrell.
A golden Grecian goddess with antelope eyes.
How perceptive of you, Mr. Turrell. At least that is how I always think of her. her.
That's what she is, all right. A Grecian goddess.
It has a woman's face.
Now, if you will both sit down. Huh? Over there is Bastien.
All right.
Just on the veranda. And I will play for you.
What's going on down there?
Why, look at her. Look at them both, Smith. The blind muse, proud on her golden pillar.
And Miss Elgood, just playing with her eyes closed. But she's just a little old woman, isn't she?
Is she? Is she? Do you hear how the sound
fills up all the empty rooms?
One by one, each room of this old house filling up with sound like running.
What? She's like
a little girl. Like a little girl putting her hands out of the window to feel.
To feel what?
Why? Of course. To feel the rain.
Well, I'll be. What is she playing? What is it that Miss Hillgood is playing? Can it be that she is playing not really a tune at all, but I've heard that melody a thousand times before. Oh, but not for so long, for so long. There are no words, but I've heard it. I know it. I know it so well.
As she plays, the rain falls again and again. I hear it. I hear it pattering through my dark hotel, filling up all the dry rooms, one by one.
The rain falls cool at the open windows, and there it goes, rinsing down the baked floorboards of the porch.
Do you hear it, Mr. Turtle? Do you?
I hear it.
It falls on the rooftop and on the hot, hissing sand. It falls on the rusted car and the empty stable and the dead cactus in the yard. The garden will grow. My garden will grow again.
Washes the windows, lays the dust, and
fills the rain barrels and curtains the doors with beaded threads that might part and whisper as you walk through.
And do you feel it? How it
falls on us? The weight of it. The gentle weight of it.
Do you feel the budding and the prickling of it on your face? Have to close your eyes and open your mouth and tilt your head back and just let it fall where it wants to.
Just let it fall where it wants to.
Drink it in. Drink it in.
Miss Hillgood.
Oh, Miss Hillgood.
There now. Do you think that might serve to pay for my supper?
Oh. Bravo! Encore! More! More!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, Miss Hillgood, that was just...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Encore, please.
Come on. We want some more.
That was really... Oh,
Mr.
Bravo!
Thank you.
No idea.
Bravo!
Oh, that was
bravo! Why, thank you.
Yeah, oh, that was just so excellent.
Well, I guess
what,
Miss Hillgood, your bag? Will I carry it up for you?
Oh, sure. I'd be so glad if you'd take it upstairs for me. I guess I might stay on a little while, if that's all right with you gentlemen.
You might?
Why, sure. I told you I was looking for someone who would really hear me. Someone who would really listen and enjoy.
I'll carry your bag upstairs. And I'll make up your bed in a little while. Fresh sheets. Huh? Yes, kind of damp now, isn't it?
Later. You can do that later. Why don't you just sit still for a moment, Mr. Turl? Sit still and listen.
Oh, Mr. Friendly, what are you doing up and about?
I thought I'd come down just to listen. Can't hear so well from up there.
No, that's true.
Besides, I'm feeling a little better now. A little more like myself. Not so old and finished. Do you understand me?
Those dry old bones beginning to stir, huh?
Desert cactus been known to flower. Been known to wait 50 years before flowering.
Just needs a little water, that right?
That's right.
Oh, she's playing again.
Yeah.
And don't you go disturbing her now. You go sit by Mr. Turl and listen quietly.
I will, too.
I'll be down as soon as I've stowed this bag away.
You hear that? The sound of cool water falling.
No more spraying the roof with a garden hose.
Oh, no. No more watching the calendar or the clock. Only sit on the porch or lie in your bed at night and hear the rain falling, falling, falling.
There's music in every room of the house.
Think she'll play every night?
I think she'll play as long as we...
as we appreciate her.
Listen. The 50 years of drought are over. The time of the long rains has come.
Mr. Smith was played by Michael McKenzie, Mr. Fremley by Bob Doherty, and Mr. Turl by Raymond Ross. Blanche was played by Gwyneth Guthrie. The harp played by Charlotte Peterson. The Day It Rained Forever was written by me, Ray Bradbury, and dramatized by Catherine Sierkowska, and directed in Edinburgh by Hamish Wilson. I think it's wonderful that this particular play of mine, The Day It Rained Forever, is being broadcast on Christmas night. It couldn't be broadcast in a better place than in England so that you can hear it, because of the background in my life of people like Charles Dickens and the Christmas Carol and the Christmas spirit. I can't imagine a better place to be than in London, or perhaps Edinburgh, on Christmas night and Christmas Eve. So this story, The Day It Rained Forever, is my gift to you in honor of the love that I hold for you. Thank you, and good night.